Mateo's hand is already on the doorknob. The lab results in your hand confirm it. Extensively drug-resistant tuberculosis, XDR-TB, one of the most dangerous pathogens on Earth, and almost impossible to treat. You explained the 6-month regimen. He listened, then shook his head. If I miss my shift, my kids get evicted. His shift is at a meatpacking plant, a refrigerated, unventilated warehouse where 400 workers stand elbow to elbow for 8 hours a day. The math is brutal. You have 4 options and seconds to choose. You could sign a public health detention order right now. Police will intercept Mateo at his car. He'll be locked in a secure respiratory ward, his family left without income or warning. Traumatic, coercive, but airtight. You could let him walk out with masks and strict instructions, trusting him to stay home. It honors his autonomy. It also risks a catastrophic outbreak of an untreatable disease. You could call his employer and bar him from the plant without his consent, a clear HIPAA violation. He keeps his freedom but loses his job, and his family still faces eviction. Or you could drain the clinic's emergency fund, the donor-backed reserve meant to buy insulin for dozens of uninsured patients this winter, to cover his rent and buy his voluntary compliance. The door creaks as he shifts his weight. What do you do?